Rico, did you still want to make that motion about the Treasurer's report? I didn't quite get what it was.
Simply that we get the information to their LSB treasurer.
Within
7 days.
Give what information?
The 2010 fiscal budget.
For what? The national office? The
LSB treasurer?
WPFW.
I don't know.
WPFW, the treasurer.
That's why I just got the information.
The treasurer.
Someone wants to possibly amend it to see if it's possible to do that with all the stations. Is that a possibility, Laverne?
Yeah. We'll send it out to all of the
treasurers.
Laverne, use the microphone.
Yeah, we'll resend to the business managers and the treasurers where I have their names. But we'll send it to the managers and then ask them to send it to the treasurers if I don't have the address, and to the treasurers.
Thank you.
Did I hear you correctly to say this had already been sent out?
Well, I've sent it out, I know, to the PNB, and we've sent it out before, but I will resend everything again.
Okay.
So is there even a need for me to make a motion? Is it already being done?
I don't think so.
I'm sending it out. Never mind.
Then can I make it a motion so that we at least are insisting that it gets done?
Okay, we have some items to report out of the executive session.
Excuse me.
It was not made a motion.
What's that?
It was not made a motion.
The motion was seconded, and I heard it.
I think we need to deal
with the motion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a second, and
yeah,
I didn't hear Rico saying he wanted to make the motion.
I said I'd like to make a motion just to ensure that it gets done.
And I seconded it.
It's been seconded.
And what exactly is the motion?
That we get the 2010 fiscal budget to the LSB or the treasurer by February 7th.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion?
Point of information?
Yes, Alberto?
Or maybe an added thing? I didn't hear him specify the station.
All the stations.
All of the stations.
It was amended to all the stations.
May I make a point of information?
Yeah.
A point of information is always in order, but it has to be a question. It's not something you want to say.
Sorry.
A question?
Yes. A point of information is not a chance for you to share information that you think is important for the group. A point of information is a question you need to ask in order to figure out what's going on.
Okay, I have information to share with the group. Is there an opportunity to do that?
Well, this is a discussable motion, and it hasn't really been approved yet, so yes, you can comment on the motion.
Just very briefly, all these budgets have been approved, even though it was an arduous process, and they're long approved by now, and all of them have been sent out, to my knowledge, to all the respective stations. I believe there was a gap in the treasurer, assignment at WPFW, so perhaps it did not get to them, but these have long gone out as far as I know, so if they need to be sent out again, but they have all been approved.
I'm requesting it for the LSBs, because if the stations have them and the LSB doesn't have access to them, then the LSB's request still isn't being adhered to.
Well, I believe all the treasurers from all the LSBs have gotten them, so it should be the responsibility. That is not true. Okay.
Let's not try to affix blame here. Let's just move on the motion.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the motion? I hear no objection. So, the request
is that
all of the budgets get to the LSB chairs and treasurers by February 7th.
Thank you, Laverne.
Okay, we're gonna move on now. Some time ago, we got a request for petitions from BAI, two petitions, one for Mitchell Cohn, one for Steve Brown, and we got one from, petitions for recall from those two stations, from that station. Also, we got one from KPFA for Brian Edwards Tiegert. We began essentially acting on them, and it became very clear that we had no process whatever for carrying this out in any sort of fair way. And so we developed a process within the PNB developed a process for conducting recalls. And as part of that, the recall is appropriate if the action being described is adverse to the interests of the foundation. Now, to begin with, we thought that meant, well, it's just anything, really. But actually, adverse to the interests of the foundation, we found out through our legal counsel, actually means something legally. And that we, as part of the process of vetting these petitions to see whether they should go forward or not, we hired a lawyer to look at them and to see whether or not they met the legal standard, which had actually been set by the Supreme Court, it turns out. He came back with responses to us, and on the basis of that, we made our decision. It was still our decision to make. And so I'm going to ask our legal counsel, Ricardo De Anda, to read out the decision for you all.
Let me set the framework a bit. The legal standard is a standard that's set by the bylaws. Our attorney used some case law from the Supreme Court to back up his opinions, but it is a legal standard that's in our bylaws, and we cannot call for a recall election unless those legal standards are met. Now, the way you meet the legal standard is assuming everything that's in the petition is correct. Does that allegation meet the standard of action that's adverse and contrary to the best interests of the foundation or the station? So what John did, what our attorney did, was he looked at the allegation. He didn't make a determination as to the truth or accuracy of the allegation. He accepted it and said, if that is all true, does that meet the standard? If it does meet the standard, then the petition election can be called, and the person who's subject to the recall can respond to the allegation. And our bylaws have a very specific process for how the person who's subject to recall is allowed to rebut the allegations and have due process in order to defend himself. The reason it took some time is because this board did not have any processes for dealing with recall elections. This is the first time that it had faced a recall election under our bylaws, as I understand. My suggestion was that you be guided by legal counsel. I suggested that you get an attorney who is totally alien and foreign to this foundation, who will not know any of the characters, who will not know any of the factions, who will have no reason other than for making an opinion other than acting as a pure scientist. The board has acted on these bylaws. I suggested to the board that the report out be specific so that the community will know the reasons for the action that's being taken by the board. With respect to Mitchell Cohen's, petition to recall Mitchell Cohen, this is the report out. The PMB, having received a legal opinion from counsel regarding the recall petition seeking the recall of Mitchell Cohen from the LSB of WBAI, and the PMB having considered said opinion in closed session, it does report out as follows: that the recall petition lodged against Mitchell Cohen seeking his recall from the WBAI LSB be denied. More specifically, the PMB reports out that, one, allegation number one does not meet the requirements of the bylaws for the calling of a recall election because it does not allege that the conduct complained of caused harm to Pacifica or caused any employee the loss of employment or of any legally protected interests. Two, allegation number two does not meet the requirements of the bylaws for the calling of a recall election because it complains of alleged defamation, which is not legally attributable to the foundation or WBAI. Three, allegation number three does not meet the requirements of the bylaws because the mere act of filing a lawsuit is not necessarily adverse to the interests of the defendant, in this case Pacifica, and it is a matter of speculation about matters not spelled out in the petition as to whether the best interests of the foundation or the radio station are implicated. Four, allegation number four does not meet the requirements of the bylaws because said allegation, while against the best interests of the affected individuals, do not contain allegations which show such action is adverse to the interests of the foundation or the radio station. That's the report out on Mitchell Cohen.
Thank you.
The recall of Brian Edwards. The PMB, having received a legal opinion from counsel regarding the recall petition, seeking the recall of Brian Edwards Tickert from the LSB of KPFA, and the PMB, having considered said opinion, does hereby report out that a recall election be held as provided by the bylaws to determine the recall of Brian Edwards Tickert from the KPFA local station board based on allegation number one of the recall petition. The PMB finds that allegations number 2, 3, and 4 do not constitute accusations of conduct contrary to the best interests of KPFA or the foundation. Specifically, with regards to allegation number 2, the PMB finds that an LSB member expressing his views in opposition to a board motion one honestly opposes is not against the best interests of the station or the foundation, and neither is passive resistance to the LSB's expressed desires on an issue. On that basis, allegation number 2 is stricken, and the PMB reports out that it is removed as a basis for the recall of Brian Edwards Tickert. That the PMB finds that allegation number 3 be stricken and removed as a basis for the recall of Brian Edward Tickert, in that there are no allegations of harm suffered as a result of the conduct complained of in the petition. The PMB further reports out that allegation number 4 be stricken and removed as a basis for the recall of Brian Edward Tickert, in that there is no conflict in Brian Edward Tickert's role as an LSB member and a staff member of KPFA, and there is no specification in the allegation of how the alleged misrepresentation of staff opinion is contrary to the best interests of the foundation.
Thank you, Ricardo. We will have those printed up and posted. I'm sorry. Oh, that was public. We reported that out already, didn't we?
He's not on the board.
Didn't we report that out?
It's moving.
The motion with regard to Steve Brown was decided, I thought, and made public, but perhaps not. It was made public.
Come on, let's make
please,
it now.
Please. The decision in that case was that the petition was moot since Steve Brown was no longer on the board. I want to continue now with we have nothing really left. We have nothing left on the agenda. Well, we have a lot left on the agenda. That will be on the open meeting on the 21st. Of February. I would encourage those of you from PFW to listen to it, because the motion to recalcitrant boards will come up there for discussion. I had hoped it would be discussed here so that you would get a chance to hear our perspective on what we're doing. In the meantime, I promise you all here at PFW that I will be in contact with the chair and other people who are involved to hear their perspective on the issues that to a large extent, to some extent, motivated that motion. I don't believe there's anything else that we need to conclude. Other than that, you all need to know how you're going to get back to the airport.
Yes, you had provided me an opportunity to provide some documents. Yesterday, you gave me opportunity to provide some documentation pertaining to revenue strategy that we had recommended at LSB, at our LSB's finance committee, and the handling of that. And so I have provided that for the board. I provided the correspondence as a cover for that, which directly refuted some accusations that were made against me personally, which I think were very defaming and insulting. And I would like to have an opportunity to speak to that. I would also, there in that same cover memo, there are two other items that I would put on for emergency action, two resolutions, one regarding Haiti, one regarding a national fundraising entity to undertake fundraising on the national level. This also came from our LSB. And I think those can be dispensed within the next 4 minutes. Otherwise, I would ask for them to be tabled. It's on the second page.
Yeah, I get it. So you want to make a motion? Do one at a time.
Yes. The motion I would first want to motivate would be the one pertaining to Haiti. And it's you just turn over the front page, and you'll see it right there. Yes. The motion reads as follows. I ask that the PNB adopt a resolution to the effect, quote, we encourage all Pacifica stations and affiliates to participate in an in-depth, comprehensive, investigative fact-finding and reporting effort to identify reasons for delays in providing relief to earthquake victims, the apparent occupation of Haiti by the U.S., the potential for exploitation of this tragedy, and the unfair business and economic relationships that exist between Haiti, the United States, and other major countries. So moved.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
As a point of information, is there a project to which people can sign on to, or you're asking for people to put it together?
I'm asking, once this board decides to convey this to our network, and then we can put together a task force there, I think, pretty much ad hoc to address it, and that would come back, report back to the national board on its actions and what kinds of inspiration there may be from the local station boards and our other affiliates.
And is there someone identified as taking sort of a point person on doing this?
I'd be pleased to do so.
Okay.
I have a motion to.
Well, let's dispose of this one first. Is there any objection to Campbell's motion?
Unanimous consent?
That's what I hear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second item I expect would be as welcomed as well. I ask that the PM...
Please.
I ask that the PMB adopt a resolution to the effect, quote, we will take all appropriate steps to develop a national fundraising strategy that will effectively employ the synergy that exists between our various entities to support an effort to help address our instant financial challenges and help develop long-term planning for the network's continued development.
Second.
End quote.
We're certainly going to do that, but what is the specific?
Someone asked me to read it again. I think that was Alberto.
Yes.
If I may.
Okay, sure.
Quote, we will take all appropriate steps to develop a national fundraising strategy that will effectively employ the synergy that exists between our various entities to support an effort to help address our instant in other words, current financial challenges, and help develop long-term planning for the network's continued development, end quote. And this came from, in fact, a Haitian member of our local station board who is our vice chair.
Has a second, I assume?
I have a second because this, as a board, we should be doing more of these things to raise funds for the foundation. So I haven't read it all, but I do support it.
Is there any objection to the motion?
Hearing none. Unanimous consent?
You got it.
Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you.
I have a motion.
Ricardo?
Rico.
I'm sorry.
But I've been called worse, so it's all good. Quickly, we had a fund drive for food for the homeless at KPFK, and despite it being what we feared might have been donor fatigue, it was quite the contrary. People really gave because there was a specific action, and it was seen as very selfless on KPFK's behalf. With that in mind, right now, the people in Haiti are experiencing this trauma, which everybody knows about. And in a few weeks, this is going to be old news, and the new news will be something like, you know, Jay Leno's back on the Tonight Show. And so, with that in mind, that these people are going to be suffering for years, possibly decades to come, I put forth this motion. I feel that having a drive with a truly worthy cause attached to it may increase our fund drives as much as 10%. With that in mind, this would also affiliate our listeners in assisting in the crises in Haiti, which many of them may be in search of as citizens of the world. I am proposing that the PNB encourage, that's the word I'm using, encourage, all five stations and all 131 affiliate stations to donate 5% of their next fund drive to be split equally and given to the list of five worthy organizations listed below. They are Partners in Health, Doctors Without Borders, Operation USA, Oxfam America, United States Fund for UNICEF.
Second.
I did not include the Red Cross because there has been some questions about that.
I would not have seconded it. George, a point of order, George. George, a
yes.
Point of order, please.
Yes.
Point of order. Now, Campbell made his second motion, but there was no convener. I think with respect to Campbell, maybe he should reconvene it or be the order.
It's about developing policy, and it's an intention of this board to do it. And I intend that this be the subject, the main subject of our next meeting. So I'll take the point on that.
Okay.
Yes. No. Any discussion of?
I'll work with you on that, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Yes.
George? First of all, I really don't like to say it, but we are in dire financial straits, and we need this foundation to survive so that our stations can put the news out there about Haiti. I mean, 5% is a lot of money for some of our stations. It could be an FTE. But I'm willing to go along with whatever people on the board want to do about it. I don't approve, however, with giving money to UNICEF, which refused to go in and serve the children of Haiti. The UN would not do anything for the people of Haiti. I think Yelly might be a better charity or foundation to give money to.
I didn't hear UNICEF. That's a good George? George?
I'm sorry, I was distracted. Where are we?
May I ask a question?
I'd like to make a motion to amend Rico's motion, striking UNICEF.
Like
point
to,
of information, George?
Is there? Let me see if there's a second to that, then I'll get the point.
That's okay, a second.
What's your point of information?
Yeah. Could you kindly read the list again? I honestly did not hear UNICEF.
I am happy to accept that as a friendly motion.
Could you read the list again?
The list,
yes,
Partners in Health, Doctors Without Borders,
okay.
Operation USA, Oxfam America, United States Fund for UNICEF.
Okay.
And so I also sent a list of their what they've been doing, and this is why I chose those. But I am more than happy to choose someone better if we think there's someone that should be replaced.
Point of order, please.
Yes.
I'm not an expert in this, but a lot of our programmers have spent years reporting on Haiti. And one of our programmers is here, and she has a point that she'd like to make very quickly about the organizations on the amendment. Would you quickly speak, Lee? Yeah.
Yeah, her name is Nikinja Torrey. Come up to the mic. Introduce yourself.
Need to be in the mic.
Yes, very good.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying not to waste time. I just had a point of clarification, so I'm so glad I couldn't see who it was down there that spoke. But I was going to say that as a programmer at WPFW, as well as a paying member, that while I could support the spirit of that, you know, and I'm not going to get into the issue of whether 5% is too much or whether it should be 3% or whatever. However, the Operation USA, I got a problem with that one as a person who would be part of my money that would be going to this. And secondly, I believe that Yaley deserves without question to be on that list because they are on the ground. They are doing the work and getting things done while all the other stuff is sitting on the tarmac back there at the airport. So
Yaley. It is not. No, Yaley is not on the list. That's where I gave my money.
Okay.
You know, so I would like to just see that reflected in the
we have a motion amendment on the floor.
Thank you.
So the motion is to add Yaley and take off UNICEF. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there any discussion of the I see a discussion. Alex?
I think it would work better if instead of mandating a 5% of fund drives, that there simply be a separate fund drive for Haiti at each of the stations. And maybe that could be put in the form of a one-day fund drive or two-day, whatever it is.
The more you get.
Do you want to make that motion?
I guess it would be an amendment that the National Board encourages each of the five stations to hold an emergency one-day fund drive sometime in the next 4 weeks, say.
Do you want to make that or do you want to make that instead of?
Instead of.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
I'd like to be recognized, as would I.
Nia, yes. Kathy, Arlene first, actually.
Arlene.
And Campbell.
I have no problem with that. My home station raised $100,000. KPFA raised $130,000 in single-day drives. But do remember that you do need to contact... you need to get permission. You need to file the appropriate paperwork when you're raising money for a third party, because otherwise that's against not-for-profit organization rules. So just be sure that we abide by those not-for-profit rules.
Point of information, I thought as long as it was under 5% that wasn't a problem.
No, that's not the case. You need permission.
I mean, as much as 5% that it wasn't a problem.
I think you need permission if you're raising money specifically for another organization. Maybe you can give a percentage of your funds, but I think that there was another motion that was to have a day of fundraising, and it's the day of fundraising that I'm talking about. Our experience so far has been that the listeners are responding mightily to these days of fundraising that are going straight to Haiti, probably more so than if it were a percentage of our fund drive. I'm not sure how it's affecting fund drives. I do know that, you know, it was just 2 weeks ago that WMNF had their day for Haiti and raised $100,000, and they're in a three-day mini-drive right now that's going very slowly for the station.
George, you call on me. This is new. You call on me. I'd just like to say something really quick.
We're going to take a stack on this.
And you called on me.
And I did call on you,
yeah.
And Leslie, and then Campbell.
Kathy was on the stack.
Kathy.
I'm sorry. Kathy, I think Nia was first. Kathy was second. Leslie, Campbell.
Yeah. I just like
and
to,
I'll take Sharam and Rico as well.
And I'll speak quickly. I think, Rico, was your idea that you didn't want this thing to sunset. I think that's the whole idea. Now, if we could raise $100,000 in one day and $130,000 one day, simply because we market it as helping someone, I think that was Rico's point. So if we say what 5% of what we get is going towards Haiti, I think that we can get a lot of money from people on an ongoing basis for 10 days, 15 days, 60 days. I think that's his point, so it doesn't sunset, right? And remember, folks, the more you give, the more you get.
Let's see. Kathy.
I actually do. I just wanted to speak to the motion of having special days of fundraising. I don't think that that would be too successful because it would challenge our main drive. We struggle mightily with having fundraising efforts compete with each other, like having the archive at the same time as our last drive following right behind it. Might have had something to do with why the archives didn't quite meet their goal. They're just too close. So I wouldn't want to have an extra day of fundraising because we're going into Fund Drive in New York on Wednesday, so I don't know when that would be able to occur. As far as the percentage goes, as long as it's legal, I don't have a problem with doing a percentage-wise thing. But, realistically, just trying to figure out how to work that into our process, I think should be left up to the station. So, for instance, we might just have to really base our pledge price based on the fact we're giving that money to Haiti, because otherwise there's not going to be money to pay central services and the rent and stuff like that. So it needs to be built in such a way that makes sense to the actual management of the drive. And we here may not be able to figure that out for the stations themselves.
As a point of information for Rico, this is encourages the stations to do that. We're not ordering them to do that.
I use that word on purpose.
Okay. Leslie.
I would like to, first of all, very much support Rico in this. It's been very successful, as he says, to raise station funds in conjunction with other causes in the community. And we've done very well with that. I don't think contributing 5% of monies raised that way is going to be any difficulty at all. What I would like to do, and I don't know if this is a substitute to a substitute to a substitute or an amendment to an amendment to amendment at this point, is I would like to pass this contingent upon the general manager or the executive director confirming that all this is within the purview of our not-for-profit license and immediately notify the stations.
It goes without saying, but I second that.
Well, it is out of order. For just the reason you said, it's piled too many amendments on top of each other.
I was afraid of that.
So, you may speak, yes.
Thank you. The only concern I have is to specificity, as with many things. Is this applying to the next fund drive in which we are all about to enter, or is this an indefinite? It has to have a closing date, unless we're planning to do this forever. You're actually suggesting that for the rest of however long this is, we are giving 5%.
Go ahead, Rico, answer the question.
My motion was for one time only. But and also my motion was originally for 10%, but then when we had that meeting today, I slashed it to 5%. But if we're gonna have a sunset, then you know whatever the board thinks is right.
It isn't necessary to resolve this. This is to encourage people to do it. I think you've clarified the question that was asked. Is there any other discussion on Joe?
I mean, I don't want to interrupt the discussion, but I do have a point of order as to the time the meeting was supposed to end.
We're way over time.
And the order of the agenda itself. A lot of these motions that are coming up are not on the agenda, and it seems to me they're out of order entirely. But, you know, I just wanted to, I would like to call for the orders of the day.
Okay. Joe is correct. This has been all out of order. What is actually in order is would be to discuss the motion, the committee reports, to go back to what was in the agenda.
Can we dispose of this motion that's in front of us?
I would like to do that, and then we'll adjourn. Is
it possible to call the question on the current motion?
Well, I
except if you say no, but I think it might be the best way to get from A to B.
I don't think anybody would object.
And my apologies to you all for letting this get out of order. It seemed well intentioned at the time, but it has created a problem. So let's go to a vote on Alex's amendment, which is to replace Rico's proposal with a proposal to do one-day fund drives. All in favor of the amendment, please raise your hand. All opposed, please raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Motion fails. What's on the floor is Rico's original proposal, which is to encourage. Rico, read it again for the record.
I feel the things that fund drive. I feel that the fund drive with a truly worthy cause attached to it may increase our fund drive by as much as 10 to 15%. This would also facilitate our listeners in assisting in the crises in Haiti, which many may have been in search of as citizens of the world. With this in mind, I am proposing that the PNB encourage all five stations and all 131 affiliate stations to donate 5% of their next fund drive to be split equally and given to the list of five worthy organizations listed below.
And read them again.
And the organizations read as Partners in Health, Doctors Without Borders, Operation USA, Oxfam, and YELI.
Okay, that's the motion. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none. Hearing none. What Joe just did was to move the orders of the day. If there's an objection to that, it has to be overruled by two-thirds of the board. I think that's totally unlikely, but if anybody wants to...
I have an objection. I have been asking since the closed session to make a motion, and it's a brief motion, it's a simple motion, and I insist upon the opportunity to make it.
Okay, so we'll go to vote on the question of extending time.
For 2 minutes.
For, let's say, 4 minutes to take a vote on Afia's request for an additional motion. Are there any objections to Afia's request? Hearing none. Afia, would you? There's no objection. Never mind. Afia, go ahead.
Thank you.
My motion is that given the condition, despite its continuing fragility, but given the condition of the PMB, of the Pacifica Foundation, and it's the Pacifica Radio Network 12 months ago, and the service provided to it, and its advancement as a result of the efforts of Grace Aaron and others, but especially Grace Aaron, the outgoing chair of the PMB, that we resolve to have the current chair issue a letter of commendation along with a dozen roses to acknowledge and express our gratitude to Grace Aaron for the service that she has rendered to the Pacifica Foundation and its radio network as the PMB 09 chair and IED.
Second.
Is there any objection to a fee's motion?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to amend.
Yes.
I'd like to extend the same gratitude to Sherry Gendelman, our preceding chair, who also served as IED.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any objection to the...
Yes.
Can we go to a vote on this? Is there any objection to going to a vote on this?
I'd like a roll call vote, please.
Please, go ahead. A member has asked for a roll call vote. Richard, Afia, would you call the roll?
This is on the amendment, correct?
This is on the amendment, yes.
Shram,
this is on Leslie's amendment, which is to include an acknowledgement for Sherry Gendelman as well.
Shram, Tracy Rosenberg, Andrea Turner.
Wait a minute, Dia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Gonzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
No.
Rico Ross.
We're talking about flowers and what?
Adding Sherry Gendelman to the letter of commendation.
I know that. Flowers and what?
To
the letter.
We're only talking about adding Sherry Gendelman. That's the proposed amendment. Do you vote yes or no? Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Alberto Luera. George Ryder.
I don't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger.
No. Yeah.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alonzo Brown.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimmery Orendorf, Marcel Reed,
abstain.
And I vote no.
What's the score?
Ifia Wangaza votes no.
Okay. Normally those votes go slow enough so I can write down the votes. Alonzo Brown, how did you?
He abstained. Vote?
You abstained. Okay, thank you. And Campbell Johnson.
Johnson, yes.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Are we going to have time to make a motion to do the same for Sherry?
No. This was the amendment.
She was talking about including it in that letter. I was talking about a separate letter.
Rico, excuse me. I'm trying to get this vote finished. Rico.
The answer is no.
Is Sharon Moran?
Unless you want to extend time again.
Okay.
You can always change.
If we don't have time, I am going to change my vote.
We extended time for 4 minutes, which is surely up. So if you want to do that, it's going to take another extension of time, which requires 2/3.
4-8-5.
I'd like to change my vote.
It's too late. It's been announced. It's over.
What is the...
Mr. Chair, you gave him the opportunity to change his vote.
No, I didn't give him the opportunity to change his vote. I told him what needed to be done if he wanted to do the other thing. It doesn't actually matter, and it was he actually did call out the result of the vote before you said you wanted to change it. So that's how I heard it. He asked before he said the account, then he's entitled to change the vote.
So just change the vote.
He is entitled to change the vote. So the vote count now is?
I think we need to move to a vote on the main motion. That's what would happen.
You change your vote to what, Rico?
I change my vote to abstain.
Okay. Okay, that's 4-7-5. 4-7-6, sorry about that.
Okay. The main motion is now before us, Nafia, would you read it again?
Sharam Agamir. We're voting
it's
on...
It's too late anyway, Sharam. Oh, I'm sorry. You can vote on the main motion. Go ahead.
The main motion is to for the chair to issue a letter of commendation along with a dozen roses to acknowledge and express our gratitude to Grace Aaron for her service to the Pacifica Foundation and its radio network as PMB 09 chair and IED.
No.
I ask for a roll call vote, please.
Sharam, did you say?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joseph Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Loera? George, I'm sorry, Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Yeager?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimmery Orendorf?
Abstain.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Ifia Wangaza, yes.
My ride to the airport is here. I wanted to suggest that people might want to put together their money for a collective tip for the two guys who are driving the limos. Have been doing it all weekend for us, but I won't have time to organize it. So I'm going to turn the chair over to Joe, and please I'll stay for this vote. Would you read the
Mr. Chair? May I read the vote? The,
yes.
The vote was 11 to 6 to 3. That's 11 yes, 6 no, and 3 abstain.
Okay, so the motion passes. We
Some
are out of time.
The
meeting is adjourned. Does anyone need to hear information as to when they're going to be picked up? Anybody concerned about that?
We're fine.
Okay. Want to thank the public for being here. Again, I would encourage you to put together something for the drivers, and I encourage the audience to tune in to the open session on February 21st.